Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all the questions, but history's proven very few of the answers. That's not going to change today. It's hello to our record lowest scorer ever, comedian Alex Ward.
It's me.
Welcome
history
back.
Has proven with my birth that we will not get these answers right. Thanks for having me back. I don't know why you did it, but all right.
We thought it would be fun to see if we could get 1 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going to break my own record. I either break a personal or make a personal best with 3.
Yeah.
Or break my record and get 1.
Well, see, what we did recently, Geraldine Hickey came back because she had the highest score. She was a record holder for the highest score. And that's when we discovered that when she got that, she was cheating.
Huge.
She was doing the Zoom when we were all in lockdown and she had Google open at the same time.
That's
so now that we're recording them live in person at Comedy Republic, she couldn't cheat. And so she nearly got the lowest ever score.
3, but I beat her.
You beat her.
Yeah.
But perhaps.
I beat her.
Perhaps the opposite. You beat her in the wrong way. Perhaps the opposite will be true. And today you'll beat her.
Let's hope so.
And get 9 out of 10.
I did a quiz the other day by myself, just a little prep. I got 10 out of 30. So the exact same percentage. So I don't have high hopes, but it's fun to be here nonetheless.
Thank you for preparing. And studying at home.
Yeah, it's more for me.
Yeah.
My
son. Well, we'll see if your brain's trust today can help you better than the last one did. First of all, it's a big hello to the oldest man on earth, 103 years old, Alex. It's hello to Shreb Bibbly Bibbly Bibbly.
Hello, guten Tag. how's it going? Yes, hello. My name is Herr Bibbly Bibbly Bibbly. But you may call me Shreb.
Shreb, thank you for being here.
No.
103 years old.
No, 131 years old.
131.
131.
Yes.
Genau.
Give me a point.
I will be 132 this year. So I was born in 1889.
Wow.
In Austria, in Österreich.
1889.
Yeah.
In Austria.
So I've seen a lot in my years.
You have, haven't you? Any big world moments stand out to you?
Oh, so many to have seen, you know. I was there for Beatlemania.
That's not what I was thinking of.
Seeing the Beatles was so cool, you know.
Yeah. Well, they came to Germany, didn't they, a lot?
Oh, yeah, in Hamburg. That's right. You know your Beatles history. I'm a bit of a Beatle fan, you know, like John Lennon and all the rest of them.
They must have been super famous. Like they got, so they sort of rose, they shot to fame, didn't they? Everyone was crazed, fandom.
It was crazy.
Around the Beatles.
There's so much hype, so much passion, you know.
Yep.
It's something I really get behind, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hype and passion.
Yeah,
I love hype, I love passion, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm a very passionate person.
Yep. And they sort of deify, like, you know, John Lennon became
Oh, you know, yes. Like he was larger than life, John Lennon. You know.
A sort of singular figure.
Yes, yes. He was a singular, wonderful figure. A wonderful man. He was very cool, you know, and tragically shot in the end. But, you know, it's one of the worst things that's ever happened.
Yeah.
When he died.
Are there any sort of singular figures who were tragically shot in the end that had, like, the sort of cult following fandom that have cropped up in your time?
JFK. JFK for someone who was, what a leader he was, you know. He was, I'm not so much into politics, but he was someone I really got behind. I liked JFK. I was in Argentina at the time when that happened. You know, I lived in Argentina for a while after you know, just stuff. So the stuff that happened in my life.
Breakup or something?
Yeah, well, let's say it was a breakup. Okay. Yeah, it's a hard time. But yeah, I know a lot of stuff about world history. I've been around the block, so
Fantastic. All right, well, you contribute to world history is covered, Alex, if that crops up.
Let's hope it does.
Yeah, and obviously we've all traveled. Been to Argentina and
I've been to Argentina, I've been to Poland, I've been to France. You know, I didn't have such a good time in Russia, but you know, I've had lots of experiences all over the place.
All right, we'll see if we can delve into some of them across the rest of the quiz. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there. Alex, great news is that we also have a Lush employee here today. So hello to Aphrodite.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Hi. Hi, Aphrodite.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
So you work at Lush, like the bath bomb place?
Yeah. No, and I know what you're thinking. What are you doing, girl? You're the literal goddess of love, you fucking bitch. Oh, my God. truthfully, times have been a little bit hard. A lot of my work has been outsourced to a few apps.
Of course, like Tinder and Grindr.
And the COVID-safe app, yeah. I just found this extra job.
Does that bring people together or keep people apart?
You know as well as I do that staying apart keeps us together.
So you've got the app, obviously.
Yeah, I've got the app. It works at something.
You're not worried about the app, like, tracking you, you know, keeping a...
Oh, at Mount Olympus, we have pretty bad Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So I'm not too stressed about it. It's all we can do to download the latest episodes of Suits.
Yeah.
truthfully, I've actually really loved getting back into the storeroom with people. We've always got so much exciting stock coming in. Alex, there is a bath bomb coming in this week, which is, oh my God, it's so cute.
I love baths. Yeah. What's the flavor?
It's shaped like a literal dick. Sexy. I
don't think you know me that well yet.
Let's do a quiz. Question number one. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee? Do you get around a board game, Alex?
Actually do. Mm-hmm. I used to play Yahtzee as a kid.
Oh,
let's
see
if any trauma has blocked out even this answer.
Do you want to know some trivia about Yahtzee?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The German, when the Germans play Yahtzee, they call it Kniffel.
Kniffel. Kniffel?
Yeah.
What does that translate to?
Yahtzee.
Oh.
It's not that funny, but it's a true fact.
So
I've given you a bit of trivia.
I mean, why would I doubt you? You know everything. You're 131 years old.
I know a lot of things.
Unfortunately, that wasn't a question. But Aphrodite, do you play Yahtzee at Mount Olympus?
Oh, yes. We play a version of it that is older than time itself. And if you heard its real name, your brain would melt.
Older than Crone.
Yeah, but we use like goat bones and stuff. It's pretty fucking hot. What do you think, Shreb? You like that?
That's cool. I'm really into sort of old world religion stuff, you know. It's like it's like old Greek gods, Norse gods, you know. It's very...
You ever shaken the bones?
I don't know what that means. It's some sort of young person.
I think
person.
Because in Mount Olympus they use goat bones for Yahtzee.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you were saying like a euphemism for wanking or something like that. my mind's in the gutter.
Shaking the bone.
When we in Mount Olympus fuck a Viking, we call that wanking.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. So you're into that sort of Norse...
Oh,
Valhalla.
Yeah. I love that sort of Valhalla Norse stuff. It's just cool, you know. It's just like, it's really, it's something about it that I really enjoy. I've always been a big fan.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the Second World War? Because that had a lot of that to it, you know, that had a lot of that sort of... The Second World War. you would remember the 1940s, very big in Germany.
I'm just not familiar with that term. I don't know.
What about World War II?
When was this?
This is 1939,
1944. Yeah, it says, obviously, I'm 131. So there's some black spots in there somewhere, you know.
Some very black spots,
that's
yeah.
Like I don't remember. Five years.
Yeah, it's hard to remember, you know. It's everything that was going on. It's hard to keep track of where I was and what I was doing. Yeah. You know, it's from around the 20s to the 45. You know, I'm just not sure.
I'll let you think on that for a little while. Alex, you're
busy.
Cast your mind back to Yahtzee.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just worried I'm getting confused between the backgammon and Yahtzee because in backgammon you have two in each thing and I know you shake them in a little cup.
Yep.
So I'm wondering whether it's, I'm wondering whether it's the same amount of dice or I'm thinking of backgammon.
No, I think Yahtzee is where you've got like a handful of dice.
Just got a handful? All right, well.
So I reckon it's like five, seven, something like that.
Yeah, five, yeah.
You think it's okay? Five
fistful of them.
I was going to go six, but I'm going to trust my brain's trust and say five.
Going five. Okay, we'll lock in five. Question number two: who patented the ballpoint pen in the 1930s? Oh, so this is just before your black spot. You might know this. It's multiple choice. A. Emil Bic. B. Harold Waterman. C. Laszlo Biro. Or D. Peter Parker. Those choices again.
Did they say where this person came from? I'm already.
No, they did not. It's the ballpoint pen. It's the 1930s. It's Emil Bic, Harold Waterman, Laszlo Biro, or Peter Parker.
Look, I'm going to say you don't want to get Peter Parker.
No, I know. I think
That's that man who's made of spiders.
Yeah.
Who lives in the books.
Yeah.
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 You don't want that one.
Tragically lost.
Yeah. I think
some people in his life.
Yeah. I think that's a joke answer. I think D is a joke answer.
Yeah, I got that. My guess before you said it was going to be Bic, something Bic.
You reckon?
Just from the brand of the pen.
Yeah, I'm holding a Bic right now. Yeah. I like Bic.
Oh, that wasn't cheating. I didn't see it.
What do you write with in Mount Olympus? Or do you bother writing?
Oh, no. We just tell everything to Hermes and he like passes it on. He mm-hmm. is so horny for messaging people. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Hermes.
I can't remember. What's Hermes responsible for? He.
You go.
Oh, no, you go. You're the goddess of.
Oh, rep, you're so cute. Hermes just passes the messages on to the gods. If Zeus is interested in, like, getting a mortal woman to fuck a sheep that he disguises himself as, he actually goes and primes her. He's like, he'll go down and be like, hey, Janine, Zeus wants to fuck you, but he can't say when or where. So if a sheep approaches or any other hooved animal, any other ungulate, just like go with it.
Yeah.
And that works every time.
Yeah. Zeus and Janine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ross and Rachel of Mount Olympus.
Oh my God, they're so cute. Oh, yeah. On again, off again. Will they, won't they? Yes, they will. And she had a horrible half beast, half man baby. Disgusting. Oh, Janine. Fuck you, bitch.
Bic, you reckon?
I will always doubt myself, but Bic. I mean, what's Waterfords? It's Waterfords.
Waterman. Harold Waterman.
I don't know that name.
Alex,
I'm going to go Bic.
I just want to talk about something you just said when you said I'll always doubt myself. As the goddess of love, I think you should love yourself. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
I love myself doubt.
Sexy.
I'm going Bic.
All right, we'll lock in Bic. Question number three. Which instruments make up a string quartet? Study music in high school?
No, but I did some piano on the side, but I believe this is the violin, cello, string quartet.
Violin and cello.
There'd
be
more.
Two instruments that make up.
There's maybe some more.
Yeah.
Cello, the violin, the.
So no, I mean you're a big fan of the Beatles.
But as far as I'm a huge fan of classical music. I love Wagner. You know, he's such a good composer. I think, you know, he's got some really good. And just, you know, hey, look into some of the stuff he was talking about. You know, he really. I just think he had some good ideas as well. You know, he's just, just in general. I mean, you know, about sort of, and his fantasies.
Because a lot of people have distanced themselves from his ideas. You know that thing where, like, can you love the art but not the artist?
Yeah, for sure. I think, Wagner, he's all good, man.
He's all good.
He's all good. He's just a cool guy. Very misunderstood.
Shreb, I love that you are not afraid to speak your mind. I absolutely love it. But I do think you are consuming some fairly strange media here.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got eclectic tastes. Yeah. You know,
where do you get your media from? Any news outlets that you like to...
Oh, you know, there's so much good stuff going on. You know, hey, I just love to sit down and curl up and watch some Sky News.
Yeah.
It's such a good... There's some good stuff on there. Show. You know, it's really cool.
What season are they in now? Must be deep.
It feels like it's been going forever. I'm a big fan of it, yeah. What are we talking about again? String Quartet.
Yeah. So we're halfway there.
Yeah, you've got half of them. I believe that there is a big bulky violin called the viola. That's the viola.
That is, I'll admit, that is a sexy sounding viola.
Yeah. And I believe there's also the double bass. I don't know.
I was thinking the bass, but I thought that was...
It feels a bit jazzy, doesn't it, to be in like a string quartet? You know, everything has a name like the double violin, bass, cello, the double bass.
The
just
double
doesn't...
bass is getting in there. Is the guitar getting closer then?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
But do you use a string with the double bass? Do you use
what is it?
Like, the double bass is like the size of a man, but a man with some fucking curves. You know what I mean? And you play it. You play it whenever you want.
I trust you, Aphrodite, on this one. I trust you.
You want to put down double bass?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Music is the food of love.
Not so much of a fan of the jazz music. You know?
You don't like the jazz?
Jazz is forbidden as far as I'm concerned. It's let's not have it.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's strong.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I just think it's time to forbid it. You know, people dancing to this music gives them silly ideas. You know, I'm not such a fan.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when did jazz really break out? It was sort of, I guess it was after the First World War and before the Second World War.
Mm. I actually think it was banned in some countries. Isn't that right, Karen? Mm. Like, it was actually forbidden. Yeah, I want to say in Germany.
Was it Germany?
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
The cabaret was in Germany. How good was cabaret?
Oh, so good.
I love the cabaret.
So you do?
Well, in a way, you know, just not secretly. I don't want people to know that I like it. But, you know.
Well, what's great about it was always in a speakeasy. Yeah, you could underground. Yeah. No one would know that you were there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hear, I'm not sure. It's just a black spot that. That 1930s period. It's just hard to think of.
Put your finger on.
Yes, you remember so much though.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing, you know.
It's just that one bit you don't seem to remember.
Life is just so weird.
Mm.
So we'll put down violin, cello, viola and double bass.
Yes, thank you, Aphrodite. Yeah.
All right, we'll lock it in. Question 4. What does the F stand for in F. Scott Fitzgerald? What does the F stand for? In F. Scott Fitzgerald. Speaking of jazz, I mean, F. Scott Fitzgerald was writing around this time.
Oh, my God. Sad men absolutely love to be fucked to cure them. It does not fix you, gentlemen. Sorry, you dumb bitches. Anyway, I believe...
So did you know F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Oh, my God. He tried so many times, but I was like, F. Scott, which is what I called him, so I might not be very helpful with this question. If you want to get in this toga, you have to stop stealing all of your wife's ideas. But he didn't. Anyway, fuck him.
So he didn't get in the toga?
He never did. However, I believe it's some like very old-fashioned name. Like in my brain, I'm thinking like Fitzroy, but it's not like that. I'm thinking of Fitzgerald. It's,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I don't know. Because I would have gone something Fitzgerald too, but maybe a Fred or a
Forsyth.
You know, I'm not so familiar with many authors, so I don't know if I can help you. I know a lot.
Don't like a book?
I like Friedrich Nietzsche.
Friedrich.
You know, he's all right. Friedrich. He's cool.
Well, there's got to be a reason why that first initial was initialed. Maybe he didn't want to be associated with Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, where does that come from? Fitzgerald.
Fitz sounds German, doesn't it?
Fitz sounds German, but the Gerald part is not so German, you know? I don't think it's pure German. But yeah, I mean, apart from Friedrich, he's the only sort of...
And is that why you don't know? Because it's not pure German?
Well, you know, I like German books. And there's other things that maybe aren't so German.
Have you ever written a book, Shreb, yourself?
I've written one.
That's no easy task.
Yeah, well, it was hard.
Like, a lot of people that have written books, they spent so much time on them.
I had a lot of time to spare when I wrote it. I was I was actually incarcerated for...
Whoa. No.
Yeah, for something that I did that was involving robbing a man who was going to kill me.
Yes.
So wait, he was going to kill you.
He was going to kill me,
and to retaliate, I robbed him
as a self-defense mechanism. And,
yeah, of
and
his
that's
life.
What got me in prison and had me. And I wrote a book about the whole struggles that I had. And it was
What did you call it?
It's called It was called The Hard Time for Shreb.
Oh, is that the English? That's the English translation.
Auf Deutsch, it's for the starke Zeit für Shreb.
Yeah.
So you wrote about your ideas?
Yeah, just some ideas I had kicking around in the old noggin. That I was thinking about, you know.
Still not closer to I don't think the F stands for Scott Fitzgerald.
Now I'm just thinking of F's. Francis is too Irish.
Yeah, you reckon?
I don't know. Yeah.
I think maybe Frederick. Maybe he just wanted to sound more cool or something. Yeah. Mm. But I think you were probably on the right track there, Shreb.
Yeah, I think Frederick is...
I said Fred, let's make it Frederick.
Okay.
But surely we get that with either iteration. Mm. Come on.
Yeah, if it's Fred or Frederick, why not? Yeah. Because it's not. It's not Frederick.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, it's Francis. Question number 5. In the TV series MASH, what rank is held by Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan?
Oh, wow.
In the TV series MASH,
what
rank is held by Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan? Did you watch MASH?
Big MASH fan.
Do you know about military?
I love that Alan Alda.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he? Yeah.
He's really cool. He is funny. Yep. Just a funny show. And yeah, it's the military stuff, you know, I loved.
Yeah,
I
love all the whole Korean War.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I'm a big war buff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Not the Second World War. That is confusing.
Yeah, again, I'm not sure what that one is. But yeah, I was
always... all other wars. Falklands.
Oh, yeah. It's a Boer War. Good on that war.
Yeah.
Emu War?
Emu Wars. Yeah, I've heard about those ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a war. Give me any...
World War II.
Give me a war.
I'm just not familiar with this.
Yeah.
I suppose. I was an artist that whole time. I was a painter. And I was in the Vienna School of Painting. And they did accept me. And they said I actually had the best pictures that they'd ever had. And that was what I was doing the whole of the 30s and 40s. So.
Incredible.
Kidding.
But obviously not watching MASH. You'd be watching Sky News in the evening. I used to come home from school and watch MASH.
Oh, I was mad at MASH all the time because we also have, in Mount Olympus, we also watch a channel called Sky News, but it's just because the news is in the sky. and so MASH would come on if The Simpsons wasn't on. And that was always like, Simpsons, I love it. But I can tell you at Lush for the MASH's 40-year anniversary, we have some soaps coming out in the shape of Alan Alda's face.
Oh, his face.
Yeah. And the scent is like grenade smoke and lemongrass.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's cool. I don't know.
I wish the question had been on the rank of Lisa Simpson because I would know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I remember the start. I could explain the intro to MASH pretty well with the helicopter coming down, and then I'd change the channel.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what Hot Lips held. Do you know what Hot Lips?
I do. Do you want me to just tell you or do you want to...
Shreb, we'd love to know your thoughts on any war.
I guarantee it was Major.
Oh.
Major.
Major Hot Lips. Major
oh, my God. Lips, that's what I have. Funny.
You unlocked in Major?
Yeah.
Let's put it down. Question number 6. What is the former name of the Indian city Bengaluru? Bengaluru.
Mm-hmm.
Bengaluru? I'm not sure.
You're saying the previous name there, aren't you?
Bengaluru.
Look.
Just murdered the name of that Indian city.
Yeah, I have.
Does that ring any bells to anyone?
What is the former name
of the Indian city, Bengaluru?
I would be making some pretty wild statements if I just started to guess based on Indian words I know off menus.
Have you been to India, Shreb?
I've never been to India. I would say that, you know, I don't know much about the continent, but I do. I'd say the thing I have most in common with the people of India is is a very strong hatred for Churchill. So apart from that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would begrudge you hating Churchill. Wasn't he sort of a famous racist?
Yeah. He was, yeah. That's,
and you're not racist.
No.
Okay, well.
I wouldn't say that.
You didn't sound that confident.
Yeah, that was sort of.
No, I've always been accepting of, different things. And I've always been a very, when I was growing up, I'd play with all the boys from all the different walks of life. My mother would say, Adolf, Shreb, you are so.
Hang on. What did she call you?
Shreb. She would say, Shreb, Bibbly Bubbly.
Called you by your full name.
Mr. Bibbly Bubbly.
Hey, Bibbly Babbada Bibbly. Bibbly. Bubbly Bibbly.
Master.
Is that
Bibbly Bubbly.
Is that all she'd say? She'd just say your name.
She'd just say Shreb Bibbly Bubbly.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have a healthy respect for motherhood and women, Shreb.
Yeah.
So, Bengaluru. I don't know. I don't think the city was previously known as Bengal. I believe it is a region.
Mm.
And I know that there is a type of tiger, the Bengal tiger. But that is all the information I have. Sorry.
Do you know where that tiger's from?
Bengal.
Bengal.
Yeah.
It is from Bengal.
It's a homogenous name of the tiger in that region, I believe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the closest we've got here so far, Alex, is Bengal. Do you want to
Let's put it in.
Or have a stab at an Indian word? Up to you.
Let's just put in Bengal, I reckon.
Okay.
I think there's nothing wrong with having a stab. It's just everyone's so self-conscious about saying the wrong thing. Can't say anything anymore.
My mind just keeps going back to food menus I've read, and I feel like it's going to sound pretty bad if I say something.
Again, I must stress, I'm pretty cool with saying, it's a PC police.
Wow, the PC police.
So I've really started to get in there. You might even say that they're, I don't know, bad people.
The PC police.
Yeah, so, they're a bit like, so like Nazi, or not, I mean, I don't know what a Nazi is. What are you talking about?
Well, because before you've referenced several times that you do not know about World War II.
That was the Nazis.
They were like a driving force.
Yeah, as I say, so I'm not familiar with the Nazi party, so yeah.
You knew it was a party.
Well, I've seen Schindler's List, so yeah.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Did you identify with anyone in that movie? Because it's when you watch movies, isn't it? There's always someone in there for everyone in the audience.
You relate to.
To identify with, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. With who in what movie?
In Schindler's List. Was there anyone
in... I've never seen it.
Oh.
Question number 7. On January 23, 2018, who became the 7th and youngest basketball player to reach the 30,000 NBA point milestone? 2018, a couple of years ago now, 3 years ago from here, who became the 7th and youngest basketball player to reach 30,000 points in the NBA? You follow? Do you like sport, Alex?
Yeah. This one is Michael Jordan. Lock it in. I don't want any advice. I don't want any help. Lock it in.
I mean, he famously retired in 1998, but in 2018 he was still breaking records.
Yeah, 20 years on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
Maybe Michael Jordan was on like 29,999 points and he came back for one game just to...
Just that one.
Yeah.
I mean, and Michael he was so Jordan young.
Yeah, he was so young.
Yeah.
Most NBA players are deep in their 60s, 70s. So he
absolutely
was able to...
It is an old man's game.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you watch sport, Gribbly, Gribbly, Gribbly?
Bibbly, Bibbly.
Bibbly, Bibbly, sorry. Shreb, Bibbly, Bibbly, Bibbly.
I like the Winter Olympics. I like, I was actually at the Olympics once. And
oh, yeah? That would have been what, 1936?
A running race and, yeah, I just got bored and walked out, I just didn't want to. Yeah.
Hang on, Shreb. This is in the middle of the black spot you referred to, 1936. Yeah. Was that right?
Was that the year? Yeah. Was that when the Olympics?
That's when the Olympics was in Germany. Yes,
yep. And in Munich, weren't they?
Oh yeah, maybe. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I was there. So yeah. Oh, it's just coming back to me now. Yeah. So I was at the Olympics and I was watching the running race and then I thought, this is not for me, and I walked out. I wasn't angry. So people said I was angry. I walked out. I just was like, I'm going to go get a pretzel or a schnitzel, or maybe some strudel.
Was it Munich or was it Berlin?
Oh, who can say?
Munich was later.
I think because Munich was in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, can
it was
I have a question about this?
Yeah, it was, it was the Berlin Olympics in 1936, of course.
Yeah, that's
of course, yeah. In the heart of Germany.
Berlin Olympics, yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know. Which not everyone went Berlin? To that, did they?
No, not everyone. No. Some people were boycotting Germany at the time. Do you?
East?
Oh, look, I don't. I think Germany, you know, there's a lot of things. Hey, it was a proud time to sort of reflect.
Yeah. Was it proud, was it?
Well, it was proud.
Sort of like Collingwood like, today.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes you can look back at the past and you can be proud to say we have grown. You know? It's and that's...
I mean, it's all about growth.
It's all about growth, you know, and that's the thing. I love growth.
Yeah.
You know, as
was there?
As
did you do like a report on that time?
A report?
Yeah, similar to Collingwood. You know, there's some dodgy things that happened in the past, and then they did a report, sort of like a trial, if you will, and they decided they were, you know, coming. They got a lot of pride out of that. That you know they've been able to recognize what happened, deal with it.
I think there was something going on in Nuremberg or something. Yeah. I don't know. I was in Argentina at the time.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. This is after you moved to Argentina.
I moved to Argentina,
when you started following the American politics and JFK.
And apples and hid on a boat and went to Argentina for fun. and everyone thought I was dead.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Wow. I'm so sorry. So your whole family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, if you had one? Or
my wife, yes.
Oh, my God.
He's not single.
I am now single and ready to mingle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, Aphrodite, you should be able to step in here and help Shreb.
I would love to help you find love, Shreb.
I am, you know, I'm 131, 132 this year. So,
oh, wow.
What are you on the market? What are you on the market for?
Oh, just anyone who, you know, has, you know, a good, you know, just log on to Ancestry.com. Just check there your parents, you know.
Is that your dating site, is it?
Yeah. Ancestry.com. That's right. Yeah, I go to Ancestry.com. And
I
sort of
I have to say, that is very creative.
Yeah.
When's your birthday? I want to say that you're like an Aries, you know? So like April-ish?
So yeah, sometime, you know, who keeps track of exactly when, whose birthday is when, you know?
I guess if you've had 131 of them, it's...
Yeah, it's not that big a deal anymore.
Yeah. Is it the 20th of April?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Oh, my God, I guessed it. I can always guess.
Yeah, maybe. You know, who knows?
Yeah, 1889,
yes, that's correct.
So, sorry, what was the question?
Basketball.
Who became the seventh and youngest player to reach 30,000 points in the NBA?
I mean, there are so many beautiful men in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And whilst I am kind of, I suppose, a supermarket fan, where I watch the Chicago Bulls lose, I'm guessing it might be there's a gentleman on the Cavaliers who's quite prolific named Luka Djokovic, I think. It could be him. Or it could be LeBron, but they've specify youngest, and I just think at 36, 34 at the time, he may not have been that.
There
I
you go.
Know.
Well, there's a couple of offers there for you, Alex, or you could go with your own Michael Jordan. Completely up to
gonna
you.
I'm going
to
go with Luka.
Okay, we'll lock
not
in.
I'm not going to go with, I think LeBron, is too old.
Yeah, unlike Michael.
It's different.
Different. Question
eight. That's funny.
Naomi Watts stars in which film about a paralyzed wife and mother who find solace in rescuing and raising a magpie chick?
I have been exposed to this movie so much and I still don't know the answer. I've seen the trailer twice. Once I looked up myself, I have seen the poster at the cinema. I've seen the trailer in cinema. I've seen the poster at the cinema. I have looked up the trailer at cinema. I've also seen a review where I saw it got, I think, 2.5 or 3 stars.
Yeah. So we know the answer to the question, how effective is the marketing campaign for the movie starring Naomi Watts about a magpie chick? But the question is, what is the name of the movie?
I have to do with the word possum. I'm trying to jog your memory because I genuinely cannot remember either.
Is it possum or was it penguin? Is it named after the magpie, you reckon, the movie?
100%. Only a magpie could have
It's got a funny title
name.
To me. It has a funny title as well. I think it's a funny... It's a very new film. It's still in cinemas.
I don't know how I've missed this. I've never heard of this movie.
It's
it sounds
still, it's
made
so
up.
New,
it sounds like it's a made-up film.
It did
they
seem made
you know,
up.
They're probably not promoting it on Sky News. Yeah. It doesn't seem like their kind of thing.
Do you ever get time to go and see movies? Do you like cinema?
Oh, yeah. No, I there's some cinema I like, you know. Mm-hmm. There's some movies that was made about me back in the day.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, my God. Shreb, you're an author. You're in films.
Yeah, it was... kind of cool.
You kind of seem famous.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of you before, Shrek.
Yeah. I'm surprised that my name isn't ringing out as one of the true heroes of the 20th century. Sometimes I see.
Well, there was a filmmaker.
So close. What was I talking about again?
There was a very famous filmmaker who you might have seen this movie because it was called Olympia.
Oh, I actually haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I know. I'm just a bit too cute to watch films. All I do is rewatch The Office.
Lenny Riefenstahl?
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
Lenny Riefenstahl. She was one of the best pioneering directors. You looked that up. She's known to be a pioneering director who changed the way cinema.
People think that. They just dispose of her because she was a Nazi.
Yeah. I mean, what?
So what do you reckon this movie starring Naomi Watts?
I just remember Penguin. I feel like it starts with a P.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I remember Poppy or something. I don't know. I feel like I also laughed when I read a title of an article saying Naomi Watts talks on working with a magpie.
Yeah.
I remember laughing and still not taking it.
Yeah, COVID's been tough, hasn't it?
Really high. See, like now I'm thinking I'm never going to beat my score because if I have this much chance, I still can't.
It's almost like you don't deserve to beat your score.
I don't even be here. I can't even help myself. My friend. It's like a friend called Penguin or my friend called Poppy. Or
I think Penguin is right. It's like Penguin.
I think the magpie is called Penguin. I just can't remember if the movie is called Penguin.
No, it's like Penguin with another word in it. I remember because I was it's about penguins.
Penguin,
cute.
It's not love. It's like I feel like there's a few words in it. It's not like two words. I feel like it's like three words.
Okay.
So my friend Penguin.
What?
My friend Penguin. My friend Penguin.
My friend Penguin. I think that's okay.
She's always smashing glasses in the.
So did she say it was good working with the magpie? Did they like hook up or whatever? Or
yeah, they hooked up.
Oh, cute. Yep. Oh my god, I love it.
Like they shared some mints.
Are obsessed by like human animal relationships.
I just love love, don't you?
Yeah, is it love though?
Yes.
Is
it?
Can the magpie consent?
What? Yeah. What? Alex, blah. You're crazy. This week at Lush, we have a special on because you may remember that 30 years ago, no, it would have been more like 60 years ago today. No, like last month, Harold Holt disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember this?
He's a prime minister.
Yeah.
Point.
So
he was a leader who vanished.
Yeah, yeah. We have some bath bombs that when you dissolve them, you can actually, like, it gives you clues to find out where he disappeared and solve the mystery. It's pretty amazing.
Do you have, like, do you have one, because that's cool to have for Harold Holt, but do you have one for, like,
too.
Other leaders who've disappeared throughout history with, like, little clues of where they might be?
What? We were going to make one for, I don't know, it's a bit controversial. They decided not to even address, obviously, anyone associated with the Nazi party because it's just pretty disgusting.
You were going to do one for Hitler. You were going to do one for Adolf Hitler.
No, at Lush headquarters, they've banned. Yeah.
Adolf Hitler, he was the leader of the Nazi party.
You
all
probably
through
don't
the
remember this.
1939 and 1944.
Never heard that name before.
That's in your blackout.
Second World
War. That's during your blackout.
I've never heard that name before.
Married Eva Braun, Chancellor of Germany.
Yeah,
he was at the Berlin Olympics.
Famously the worst Chancellor that Germany's ever had.
Accused of going to Argentina after the war, like he faked his own death. Born on April 20, 1889. Not ringing any bells.
Very strong meth addict.
All I can say is I'm definitely...
Wrote a book. It's called Mein Kampf.
I'm definitely not Adolf Hitler, okay? So that's... I said I'm not Adolf Hitler.
You're not Adolf Hitler?
Is that like a German pronunciation? Sorry.
You didn't say you're not Adolf Hitler. You said you're not Adolf Hitler.
So... So do you want to put my penguin friend?
My friend, the penguin, not my penguin friend.
Yeah, my friend.
Sorry, obviously, that makes better sense.
My friend, the penguin. Question 9. Where is the volcano Mauna Loa located? M-A-U-N-A-L-O-A. M-A-U-N-A.
Hawaii.
And it's two words. More like Mauna Loa. Oh, I don't speak anything other than English, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid too.
I'm the only multicultural one here. So two languages.
Well, we don't bilingual. Really refer to like kind of, I don't know if that's like multicultural.
Well, you know, so German culture is a pretty good culture. I'm just saying it's a, you know, I like it. And
Today? But you it, like it today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know.
It's a very plural society today, isn't it?
You know, there's like a lot of things that's happened. You know, I think there's still some. Yep,
in good Berlin, all those nightclubs. Yeah. Don't let anything happen in there.
They literally have sex clubs in Berlin.
There's some good stuff that happens in some parts of the country. You know, uh-huh. Certainly in the East, there's some good things going on there. But I think it would be Hawaii for sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's
Hawaii, you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, you locked that in pretty quickly.
Lower sounds.
Yeah, sounds Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
there's a lot of volcanoes there.
There are plenty.
Final question. The logo of which website is an unfinished globe constructed from jigsaw pieces inscribed with glyphs? Do you use the internet, Alex? Like to Google?
I love to Google.
Have a Bing?
Not so big on the Bing.
Not so big on the Bing. RedTube?
You'd think I was based on how many answers I know. I'm binging everything. So I'm getting all my knowledge.
Alex, you've 100% used this website. It's
a globe made up of jigsaw
pieces inscribed with glyphs. Yeah, you get the internet in Olympus?
Oh, yeah, like I said, our Wi-Fi is pretty bad. Not as bad as here, but like quite bad.
Not as bad as Australia.
No, God, no. You guys are fucked. It's so embarrassing. No.
And yet you spend your time here. Why Lush? Because Lush is sort of very, I mean, it's a very specific place for Aphrodite to have got a job out of Mount Olympus.
Love the thought of everyone living their best lives. Yas, self-care queens.
Yeah. They hire a particular person at Lush, don't they? Yeah. A certain energy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's so nice to be able to ask every single customer that comes in the store if they're sex positive or not and not be judged for it. I am sex positive, by the way. Are you?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yum. Yum. Yum.
So 100%. I use this website every single day.
Is it Wikipedia?
It is Wikipedia. Yeah, it's Wikipedia. Oh my God, you're such a fucking queen. I love
yes.
it.
Have you checked out Wikipedia, Shrip?
Oh, look. Yeah.
Yum.
It's
lots of information on there.
There's lots of things on Wikipedia, but you also need to remember that there's a lot of things that sort of are considered sort of mainstream fact that might not be true.
Right. Because anyone can edit Wikipedia.
There's lots of good stuff on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of this YouTube because you have many different channels that might tell you about maybe things in history that everyone thinks they know all about, but there's actually it was all a lie and a hoax, you know?
Yeah.
And there's alternative 6 million facts. Of them. Yeah. There's all these different things out there to learn.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, keep your mind open and learn about different things.
When I was in high school, a bunch of friends and I got together and updated the principal. We had a Wikipedia page and we edited the principal to be his name to be Adolf Hitler. Which that's didn't so, it didn't
was
get
your principal sort of authoritarian and
it was probably an overreaction, but we were 14.
Yeah.
So and it stayed up for about 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back in that era where no one was really checking it that often.
Yeah. So you changed besmirched a man's name, you know, by changing.
Oh, it is absolutely an insult to call someone Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, it's an insult.
I was going to say it's to Hitler. You know, he's not had to consent to have his name changed on there, and you know, it's I mean, I'm not saying. Look, hey, I'm not here defending Hitler.
That's good.
But I will say there's some YouTube videos that maybe make you think there's some different things going on. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Alternative facts and whatever.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's 10 questions. How do you think you did, Alex? Better than last time? Hoping
I think
for more than
I,
two?
I think I did better than last time, but maybe only just.
Mm.
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
Stop it. You're a queen.
Thank you.
What do you reckon, oldest man on earth, Shreb, bibbly, bibbly, bibbly? Are you hoping for, 10 out of 10, you reckon, here? A perfect score? A pure score?
Look, I'm going to come clean with you guys. I actually am Adolf Hitler.
What?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm really sorry about what I just said about my principal.
Get out.
Yeah, no,
that's really embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Everyone fucking hates you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to sort of come back and do. I feel like enough time has passed. Maybe I can come back and
oh my
kind
God.
Of.
I will tell you one thing.
Sort of like Louis
C.K.
doing stand up again.
Official sort of apology tour, sort of gone to podcasting.
I will say he did wait slightly longer than Louis C.K.
Yeah.
He left a more respectful
That's
gap.
What I'm saying. I left a very respect. I'm 131 years old.
I don't think I'm over it, to be honest.
I'm going
to
tell you one thing, sir. Yeah. You will never be immortalized in a bath bomb at Lush as long as I live and work at Lush.
I think we've probably heard enough from Hitler.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fair enough.
How much are you hoping for out of 10 to Aphrodite?
Oh, 10.
Great. Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. Question number one was, how many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee? You said 5, and that's correct.
Alex. Thank you.
Oh, my God, you're halfway there.
Thank you. Thank you to Hitler.
No, no.
Thank you to Hitler.
No, absolutely not. Question number two.
Now I wish I'd lost.
Who painted the ballpoint pen in the 1930s? You said Emil Bic, but it was Laszlo Biro.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Is that why you Australians call it a biro?
I think that's why we call it a biro. Question three, which instruments make up a string quartet? You said violin, viola, cello and double bass, but it's two violins, a viola and a cello.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. I only want a string quartet with a double bass in it.
But also two violins.
I know. Horrific. Question four. What does the F stand for in F. Scott Fitzgerald? You
Francis.
Said Frederick, but it was Francis.
You were desperate to correct her on that. Yeah. You were sitting there going, I know the answer.
I have so far not beaten my score.
I have given answers to people in the past.
And only thanks to Adolf Hitler.
I'm sorry, I've made a mistake.
Enough from Hitler. Question five in the TV series MASH. What rank is held by Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan? Hitler said major, and he was correct.
No!
Hitler was right. This is all time.
Shush! Question six. What is the former name of the Indian city Bengaluru? You said Bengal, but it's Bangalore.
Oh,
sorry. Can't give you that.
That was very close.
On January 23, 2018, who became the seventh and youngest basketball player to reach the 30,000 NBA point milestone? You said someone I've never heard of, Luka Djokovic, but you should have said LeBron James.
Damn it. I suggested it. I should have touched
it. It's okay. It's okay.
Question
I've
number.
Met my score.
Question number eight. Naomi Watts stars in which film about a paralyzed wife and mother who finds solace in rescuing and raising a magpie chick? You said My Friend the Penguin, but it's Penguin Bloom.
I knew it started with a B.
Oh, Penguin Bloom.
Where is Volcano? Mount Lau located. You said Hawaii, and it's Hawaii, baby.
Yes, you won.
And question 10, the logo of which website is an unfinished globe constructed from jigsaw pieces inscribed with glyphs? You said Wikipedia, and it's Wikipedia. 4
yes.
out of 10, doubling
two
the score.
Of those I got
if
myself.
It wasn't for Hitler, you would have equaled it at 2.
But I still
so you've
did
only got one man to thank.
Yeah, well. I still equaled my own score. I didn't leave here in my head.
Would you like to log 4 or stay at 2?
I'm logging 4. Yeah. Good one.
Wow.
Take it while you can. Normally at this time I say thanks
Hitler.
For being here, Hitler.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me. I've got a new podcast coming out. It's called...
No.
Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Oh, yeah. I'm big into lots of podcasts. You know, is that Alex Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yuck.
And you know, Oz's.
Yep. The Grub. Have you listened to The Grub before?
Yeah. I'm not fond of that stuff. But you know, maybe I'll make an appearance on The Grub.
Do you
maybe.
Think this one has gone so well that you can't do anything?
I think this has gone so bad.
Right up until you outed yourself, I think, as Adolf Hitler, which really changes the construct.
No, I just had to be honest with you guys. You know, I felt like we were dancing around it.
Did you have to be? I don't know.
You've always been very honest with yourself, haven't you?
Yeah.
Anyway,
really
thank you for being here, Shreb Bibbly Bibbly Bibbly, and happy birthday for April.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the comedy festival. Are you coming to the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Oh, yeah, you know, I might see some shows. I hear that
Greg
Larson's doing
he's
a show.
Got a he's going to have a...
What a funny guy.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll like Greg Larson's ideas and values.
Sometimes direct contrast to Adolf Hitler, really, isn't
it? I want to make it clear that Greg Larson is a good man. Even though it might seem otherwise at times.
I'd like to disagree.
Aphrodite, thank you for being here
You're
as well.
You're so welcome. Yummy, yummy.
Lush, there's a Lush in the centre of Melbourne.
There's always a line.
There's always, I know, it's just that all of our bath bombs are so bomb. Yeah. We do have a bath bomb that you can just like improvise with. Do you watch improv comedy over Chiron?
Love a bit of improv.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any in Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm watching some right now.
It's pretty good aside from the amount of Hitler content, I suppose.
The Big Hoo-Ha is one that's in Melbourne that I quite like.
That's absolutely right. And I think they're doing a show for Comedy Festival as well. I need to go along and bless all of the improvisers who otherwise yep. may not get fucked this year. It's hard to be an improviser. They need to be fucked, everybody. And there's also another one called Murder Village. And that's
often who's in Murder Village?
More improvisers, but this time more niche. So they need even more fucking. It's an improvised Agatha Christie. I know. Please fuck them.
Well, thank you for being here, Brian Williams.
Thank you for having me.
There's a show actually, Alex, that I think Aphrodite and Hitler might like to check out.
Yeah, I reckon.
In the comedy festival this year.
It's something for everyone, and it's my stand-up show.
Yeah. You got something for
no general knowledge
everyone? When you say everyone.
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot today, so I'll be changing the whole show. It's my solo stand-up comedy show, As You Live and Breathe, at the Comedy Republic.
Comedy Republic, the building that we're sitting in right now.
Yeah.
April 6th to April 18th.
That's right, 8 p.m.
Can't wait.
Dinner before or after, up to you.
You going to check that one out, Hitler?
You know what? I'm not going to check it out.
Great, so it's a Hitler-free zone.
I think it will be a bad show. So if you don't like Hitler, then avoid Alex's show. No. If you don't like Hitler, then see Alex's show.
Alex Ward, congratulations on 2/4 out of 10, depending if you want to accept
can't
the help.
I can't believe this. I can't believe I get
dictator.
Four. I can't get four and I can't own it without being a supporter.
I know, it's tricky.
He really helped me. Now I have to help him.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I promise you, do not.
We'll log it as four. That's Wax Quizzle for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.